I hate kids. I have a variety of reasons for hating kids, but chief among them is that kid cry they do, that in the back of their throat sound, you know, that has a fermata over it so it never ends. I hate that sound. If I had a kid who cried like that, I'd send it to obedience school for dogs, and at the end of the day, I'd take it to the animal shelter, pest off as a Pekingese, let somebody else adopt it. I can't say what would be worse, though, having a kid who cries like that, or a retarded kid. You know, a kid with a giant mouth, a big mouth belly bass retard, and a button on his chest you can press makes him go, "Take me to the river!" Actually, I guess the worst would be having a belly bass retard who cries like that. That's the kind of thing that makes you want to invent time travel so you can go back in time and poke him in the head when his skull was still soft. But this is where I think nature gives us a reprieve. Because if you look at the design of a big mouth billy bass's mouth, it's acoustically modeled to cancel out the sound of a kid cry. So if your billy bass retard starts crying, it just comes out pure, blissful silence. I know I shouldn't make jokes about that, though. Big mouth billy bass is a national treasure. One of these days he's gonna die. Somebody's gonna catch big mouth billy bass. And at the end of the year on the news, they're gonna have that video with all the pictures of the dead celebrities and the sad piano music. Let's take a look back at some of the people we've lost this year. Robert Redford. Al Roker. Big Mouth Billy Bass. Take me to the river.